This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. The University of Michigan made a big announcement this morning, and it is meaningful in terms of recognizing the breaking of racial barriers, and it has a direct lineage to WEMU's own Michael Jewett. The U of M and Northwestern University have decided to establish what will be the first ever rivalry game trophy named for an African-American player in Football Bowl Subdivision history. It's going to be called the George Jewett Trophy. It was announced jointly by the institutions earlier today. Jewett was the first African-American to play football at each of the institutions and was the first black player in the history of what is now known as the Big Ten Conference. So every season from here on out, whenever the Wolverines and Wildcats meet on the field, the winner will carry home the George Jewett Trophy. Michael Jewett, what was your first thought when you learned of the honor being bestowed to a member of your family?
Good morning, David. I got to tell you, hearing you say it, it brings back the feeling, which is the news I've only been privy to for a short while. So it still has a sense of unreality about it, but just the enormity of it and it really threw me for a loop in a good way. It's a lot of excitement and just a lot of emotions and everything. I was able to share it with, this is like family.
Right.
Family news. So I was able to share it with all of George Jewett's descendants. George Jewett, for the family connection, is my great-grandfather, so everybody knows. We've all been sitting on this and back and forth, a lot of emails, Facebook messages and whatnot.
A lot of smiles,
I
imagine.
And George Jewett, we hold George Jewett, families being families. This is the one thing we can all agree on.
your great-grandfather, right?
Great-grandfather.
So did you, he died very early, at 38, you didn't get to know him.
No, he died a very young man, did not see I have to do the math here, he died an early man, about a week or so after my grandfather was born. So, the family connection has that note about it.
But when did you first started hearing the stories of George Jewett Jr. Your life?
Very early on. I mean, I was aware of it. I can't recall not knowing it. So, I've known it since a kid. And, as you age and everything, as you learn more about history and whatnot, you have a deeper appreciation of the scope of it and the enormity of it. I do want to say I don't know how to express the emotion, but I just really want to acknowledge the efforts of everyone at the University of Michigan involved in this and also at Northwestern University behind the effort, because there is just that poetic balance of the trophy being named the first trophy named after an African American athlete of this nature, and named in honor of a groundbreaker, someone who broke that racial barrier. It's 1890. This is 1890,
right.
And I think as I aged and became more of a student of history, what was life like for African Americans at universities, at that time?
And I want to explore that with you. To further go on about what you were talking about, George Jewett played for Michigan during the 1890 and 1892 season.
There's that connection.
And then he did 2 years. He left to go to medical school at Northwestern, right. And then he played 2 years of football there, first athlete, black athlete there as well. As I mentioned, athletics, one thing, but it was also a rarity for a black man to become a doctor. And if we think of the barriers that you were just touching upon that still exist today for people of color in academics, employment, and other parts of societal life, have you ever paused to consider what that life really must have been like? Because it was truly segregationist.
Sure. Jim Crow era, Reconstruction has failed and whatnot. And George Jewett would be, he's the first in that regard, in terms of athletics. But the number of African-Americans at universities like University of Michigan, and there's some Ivy League schools, and there's some other athletes around this time. After George is here, there's an athlete, I think, at Indiana and also at Ohio State. We should also mention George Jewett is the first in football. We should probably mention a man by the nickname Fleetwood, Moses Walker, who played baseball and was actually the first African-American to earn that varsity letter in sports in the Big Ten. Just navigating the playing field, the classroom, you know, living,
yeah,
study, yeah, and all that stuff, and just, I mean, there's a sense of pride, you know, the family, you know, feels like that sense of pride, but there's also just like this kind of respect and awe. It's a complex emotion. It's like what he had to go through and endure, and he excels in all of this. He excels academically, excels on the playing field. He's widely thought of, you know, for people that know the history and whatnot.
And it should come as no surprise that when he got his medical degree, he could not find stable work.
Yeah,
and therefore he came back to Ann Arbor and ultimately became an entrepreneur, opening a dry clean shop over on State Street. And fact of the matter is, being an entrepreneur in the 1890s and early 1900s was completely rare as well.
Right, right. Become a small business owner. Well, actually, you know, black business owners were like, you know, especially within the black community, that would be, you know, something. But, you know, his clientele was, you know, was diverse or whatnot.
Can you trace the impact on the generations of Jewetts that followed?
Well, you know, this is kind of funny because it's like, well, the athletic skill, you know, my dad got some of that. Mr. Jewett, most people, if you mention the Jewett name in Ann Arbor, might, you know, if they're a WEMU listener, may know me. But if you went to school, public schools in Ann Arbor, either Tappan, mostly at Tappan and later on in Forsyth, you knew Coleman Jewett,
my
late father, who was a long time educator in Ann Arbor. That is George Jewett's grandson. Coleman Jewett had some of that athletic ability, but I think that embrace, that more of the academic side of George Jewett's life, there's a lot of arty kind of, you know, people, you know, myself and a lot of educators among his descendants. I had to count. I think we're, you know, between his great-grandchildren, my generation, and then great-great-grandchildren, there's a couple of dozen of us. There were never really large families. So, I mean, George Jewett himself had two children, only one of which had children, Richard, my grandfather. Had three children, and there's only nine kids in that. There's only nine great grandchildren, and then their offspring and a few other offspring. I have to count. It gets complex. But everybody, get back to all the kids. It's just when this was informed to me, I'm like, "You're doing what? Your name, a trophy?" It's like, you know, you mean like the little brown jug? There's going to be like it's just so every year there's going to be the Jewett game or whatever they're going to call it. It's like inside. Yeah, I don't even know how to describe the feeling.
I think
it would
be perfectly appropriate if you were invited to stand on the sidelines in that first game.
Well, the family was – they extended the invitation for the first Michigan Northwestern George Jewett Trophy game will be in the fall in October of this coming year. And the invite is there, and, you know, we're talking about how we're going to do
this
and whatnot. Such a thrill. And you know what? I did a little research. I mean, you know, your college football. College football was a huge, huge thing in our culture. I mean, and I was surprised that there's actually not really that many trophies at stake. I mean, there's championships and everything, and we know about, you know, like Paul Bunyan Prize and
right.
Little Brown Jug.
There's some in the historically black colleges.
Right. But this is, you know, when you think about college football and how many hundreds of programs there are, I was like, oh, wow, there's not really that many named trophies. And again, huge kudos to everyone at the U of M, the athletic department at U of M and at Northwestern for the effort to make this possible.
I want to ask you another question here. It is 2020, and we still have to remind and convince a good portion of the country that Black Lives Matter. Without question, the George Jewett Trophy is an honor and an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
But clearly, we still have lessons to learn. What do you hope we collectively take away from and learn from George Jewett?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I think one thing to keep in mind, from the time of George Jewett, there's a big gap of decades between George Jewett.
Fielding Yost was not particularly fond of black folks.
Right, right. And then there's until Willis Ward, the generation of Willis Ward is a contemporary of Jesse Owens at Ohio State. And it's the Jesse Owens, Willis Ward generation that's more like, say, the Jackie Robinsons of college athletics, where you start having the doors are open and you start seeing more and more athletics, more and more African-American athletics. So I think just that gulf of time there is an important thing. But I think just as a measure, and we talk about 1890 and where African-Americans were at in higher education and in athletics and everything, I mean, there's no women athletics, there's no... And when we think about college athletics now, I mean,
it's pervasive. Yeah.
Right. It's basketball, football, you know, field hockey, you know, women's gymnastics, swimming, you know, it's like this big, big thing. And we, you know, and on those playing fields, you know, we all cheer for people from all sorts of backgrounds and everything. And I think the trophy and everything, and I hope people keep in mind that
so George the cheering extends beyond
right,
the
right,
field.
That George Jewett opened that door. He was right. The one that kind of locked on the door and set that all in motion. So, yeah, George Jewett Trophy.
Congratulations to you, Michael Jewett. Congratulations to
still
the extended Jewett clan.
Still kind of flying on this, yeah.
Yeah, and let's talk about this again in October when the family decides how it is going to
mark the occasion.
As
you being the big football guy, you got to be, we're going to fight over who's going to be my guest. You and Molly got to come along, hold my hand or something.
All right, very good. That is Michael Jewett, of course, talking about George Jewett, the first black man to play football at the University of Michigan and Northwestern University back in the 1890s. Today, the two schools announced future football contests between the two will have the winner carry home the George Jewett Trophy. For more information, you'll be able to check out our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.